You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And you're listening to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Paul Hogle, who is Executive Vice President of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Good evening, Paul. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. I read a headline in the Detroit Free Press, and frankly, it confused me, so I wanted to go to the source. It said,
okay.
It talked about, despite the 23-week-long musician strike, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra has nearly doubled its new donors, and the fundraising effort is going along swimmingly, and those seem to be opposing. So I wanted to find out how you're doing this.
Well, the first fact is certainly true. We have a nearly 100% increase in the number of donors who have made contributions since our season, fiscal season began last September. So last year we had 1,500 families making donations, and this year we have over 3,000.
Well, and those are stunning numbers for anybody in the business that you're in these economic times, to be growing numbers of people who are loyal followers and who will put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, it is, and it's a particularly difficult time if you've been following the orchestra strike here in Detroit. It's painful because most people haven't had an orchestra concert here since last June, when the end of our season happened. And so what this really suggests to me, I'm new to the orchestra here. I moved just recently here from Atlanta. And it says to me how important this orchestra is as an institution to southeastern Michigan.
Well, and that's what I was going to. I knew from your cell phone prefix that you weren't local, Paul.
I am now firmly and passionately local.
Well, spring is coming, Paul. I promise you that.
Thank you.
I promise you that. At least I sure think I'm counting on it.
Me too.
But that importance, I think, is what was stunning in this story, and that's why I wanted to make sure that my listeners heard it, because that's the only thing that it says, is that this is important and energizing, and it means something to folks. And like I said, they're willing to put their money where their mouth is right now.
That's right. I don't think this is a statement by these 3,000 families that they are taking a side in this very difficult time. If they're taking a side, it's actually on the side of youth education and on this building, the Maxim Fisher Music Center, being a destination here on the Woodward Corridor, and the things that the Detroit Symphony Orchestra passionately and strongly and proudly stand for. That's, if there is a side, they stand on that side, not on the sides of this dispute.
Well, and that I gathered that from the article, and I'm hearing that in your voice as well, that it's about a positive, not against something.
That's right.
They're looking at the future of what they hope to be great.
That's right. This weekend we had the first of our civic youth ensembles experiences, jazz orchestras, concert bands, orchestras for just beginning students. This is what I think some of them are supporting with great generosity.
And the dollar amounts are pretty impressive as well. You're about halfway through your annual fund campaign.
Right.
And as you said, you're double the number of individuals, but you're at about $5 million of an $11 million goal. Again, that's admirable.
Yeah, it is. And I would just say, for most people, when they hear those kinds of really large numbers, it's hard to make that personal. So let me just tell everyone, that represents gifts everywhere from $25 to $250,000. And seriously, every gift in between comes together to make that figure.
Well, and what groups are you finding gains? I'm guessing you're pretty good at record keeping.
Yeah.
necessarily. So are you finding an interesting broad spectrum of folks where some of these new individuals are coming from?
I am, and it's the most surprising and, in fact, reason why we released Friday's numbers. I've been doing this for 27 years. I could have never predicted that the increases would have been from our broadest base donors. Not that, you know, we're certainly getting wonderful gifts at the very high levels, but the big increases are coming from just regular family members making making gifts of $100, $150, that's where the big number increases are.
And you know, I can't do this story without asking about the strike.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I haven't talked to anyone from that side, and I hate to have it be sides, but
sure.
you read about a 23, you know, week strike from musicians, and you're thinking, don't you want to play? I mean, don't you want to get back to this? What are the issues?
Well, even though many folks have written many things on many sides about this, I really do think it comes down to issues of money. This orchestra has been working to try to establish a balanced operation for some time. And right now, our biggest area of disagreement is in areas of compensation and the benefits that are associated with those. And while that seems very simple, these are very complex issues. I don't think 85 men and women would have gone without pay since last October if they weren't complex issues. But I'm optimistic because every day in the past week or two, there have been enough threads of hope, progress and hope underneath the radar, behind the scenes, that there are the threads there of a deal, but there's still territory to cover.
And so I mean, we're not just holding out yet. There's slight hints of some movement happening.
There is, and I think this is why we chose to suspend our season rather than cancel it, because with a suspension, the minute a deal is reached, even a deal in principle is reached, we could return to music here at Orchestra Hall.
Well, and clearly that's what, you know, some 3,000 folks are laying their money out, because that's what they want to see happen, as well as you said, like the whole philosophy behind the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
I think that's true. One of the saddest things for me being brand new is that the orchestra is supposed to make its appearance in East Lansing this year,
mm-hmm.
At Michigan State University, and that was canceled early in October. And so I hope a return to that invitation would be issued so we could come back next year.
I happen to know the musical director at the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. Would you believe, Paul, we went to high school together?
Oh, that's great.
So I can make sure that we get that, make sure that invitation happens.
We would look forward to it very much.
That would be wonderful. Is there a rebuilding process that takes place after the strike, or did you kind of just answer that for me, that the minute we have something in principle, we can get back at it?
Well, the answer is both. We will get back at it immediately, but everyone who has been through a painful strike, this is now the second longest strike in the history of American orchestras, everyone will tell you it takes a decade to rebuild. So the work before us is a very high mountain to climb, but first we need a deal, then we need to return to making music, and then we need to begin the process of rebuilding.
I'm guessing that's why they brought you in, because you're good at this.
My whole family moved here because we thought this was a great place, a great orchestra, a great place to live, great place to work, to continue my career. And so let's hope I can contribute something to it.
Well, if your energy and enthusiasm has anything to do with it, I think that it will. So the programs and education and so forth, I think is what you're telling us is the message, besides great music that's inherent for people, that we need.
It is. This institution has made a great progress at being a partner in this community. And that is serving us very well right now. If people want to come and have business meetings and presentations and music and hold weddings here, the Maxim Fisher Music Center has become that partner. And it's good to be a partner, because when you don't have concerts, we can turn to those other things for relationships.
Absolutely. Well, clearly you are continuing to work on those relationships and keep those alive and well, because like I said, the headline at first sounded like those two can't go together.
Right.
And clearly they are. And I appreciate so much your time tonight to tell us how that's happening and working and the positive good things that you see for the future of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
We would look forward to being on the program again. You just let us know when.
Oh, absolutely. We will follow this along. Now that you have my number, you can call me when you get that break that you're looking
Excellent.
For.
I'll look forward to it.
Thank you so much, and welcome to Michigan, Paul.
Thank you.
And your family.
It is great to be here.
Okay. Paul Hogel, Executive Vice President with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.